Chapter 7. Sally looked over her shoulder. She had pulled away from her pursuers, and they were now almost 300 yards away. They were moving at a slow jog, and were getting slower by the second. She ran off the common and onto the pavement. As she feared, the traffic was heavy on the A3, but at least that meant the SUVs couldn't pull over and wait for her. She looked right and left, and sighed with relief when she didn't see any black vehicles. The only Mitsubishi she saw was white, with an elderly man at the wheel and a woman in a headscarf in the front passenger seat. There were half a dozen cars almost nose to tail, coming from her right. But after they had passed, there was a gap of about 30 metres between the final vehicle and a white van. She jogged into the road, holding up an apologetic hand, but the white van driver was already pounding on his horn. To her left, the traffic was equally heavy, and she didn't see a suitable gap for about a quarter of a mile. So she stood on the white line, said a silent prayer, and cut behind a red Mini Cooper as it passed. The horn of the car behind the Mini blared like an animal in distress, but at least the driver was braking and the tires squealed on the tarmac. The driver was a young woman, and despite Sally's smile and wave, she was clearly shouting obscenities at her. Sally reached the pavement just as the woman stopped sounding her horn. She turned. The trees were blocking her view of the common, which meant her pursuers couldn't see her either. She ran into Richmond Park. At 2,500 acres, it was the biggest of London's royal parks, crisscrossed by bridleways and cycle paths. As she ran, she gradually turned south, keeping to the more heavily wooded area. Thames House was to the northeast, which is where she'd been heading in the Uber. They would probably assume she would continue to head in that direction. Providing she was out of sight by the time they entered the park, she should be safe enough, for the time being at least. Her feet were hurting, her shoes were rubbing at the back, and she knew she was heading for blisters. She was sweating too. But it would be harder to run if she was carrying the parka as well as her bag. Her calves were burning, but she wasn't tired, and she knew she could run for at least another 15 minutes at the pace she was at now. Over to her left, a small herd of deer were watching her as she ran by. Two runners were coming her way, two men in their 20s wearing running vests, very short shorts, and state-of-the-art training shoes. One of them said something, and the other laughed. And they were both laughing as they ran by her. "Pricks," she muttered. She was heading southwest now, through a small copse, taking care where she put her feet because the ground was cluttered with roots and fallen twigs. When she reached the edge of the clearing, she stopped and looked back. There was no sign of them, and there was no way they could know which way she was headed. One of the houses she looked after was in Kingston upon Thames, and she had the keys in one of the envelopes in her bag. She decided to go there. She took another look over her shoulder. Still no sign of her pursuers. Maybe they had given up at the road and were now back in their vehicles. That was good news and bad. They would be easier to spot, but they would be able to move faster, though they would have to stick to the roads. She raised her watch to her mouth. "Call Ian Hadley, office," she said. The watch made the call as she started to jog again. Hadley's secretary answered and said that he wasn't in the office, but that she would get him. Then she corrected herself and said that he had just returned. Within seconds, he was on the line. "Where are you?" he said. "Richmond Park," she said. "What the hell are you doing there?" "They rammed my taxi, Ian. I had to go on foot." "They're chasing you." "They did, but I outran them." "Stay where you are and I'll send a car." "I can't stay in the park, Ian. I'm a sitting target here. Look, I have the keys to a house in Kingston upon Thames. I can be there in 10 minutes, maybe 15.
"What's the address?" Sally told him. "I'll send a car," he said.
"Ian, I took a photograph of one of the SUVs."
"One of them? You mean there were more?"
"Two. They hemmed in my Uber. I got a picture of the car's registration plate and the driver of the car behind us. The driver is the guy I saw at the house."
"Can you send them to me now?"
"Give me your mobile number." She stopped running and took out her phone. Hadley told her the number and she added it to her contacts list.
Got it, Ian. I'll send it now. Good girl.
Sally fought back the urge to snap at him for his casual sexism. I'll call you again when I'm in the house, okay?
Okay.
Ian, you never told me what you found at the house. He didn't reply. Ian?
It wasn't good, Sally.
What did you find?
They were all dead, Sally.
Everybody?
Everybody.
The news hit Sally like a punch to the stomach.
Oh my God,
she said.
Sally, they were asking why you weren't there when it happened.
What?
You were outside, right?
I was getting coffees, Ian. I was on a coffee run.
Who was asking? The director was just wondering why you weren't in the house, that's all.
You mean he wanted to know why I'm not dead, is that it?
What the fuck, Ian? Calm down,
he began, but Sally cut him short.
Don't tell me to calm down, Ian. You're not the one who saw their friends dead on the floor. You're not the one who was run off the road by the killers and had to run for their life across Wimbledon fucking Common. I know you're under a lot of pressure, Sally. I'm sorry if I offended you. But it was a question that Giles Pritchard asked, and I didn't have an answer. Now I do. You were on a coffee run. End of story.
Okay, fine, said Sally.
You sound out of breath, he said. Are you okay?
I'm running, she said. I've been running for a while. Look, I'm going to end this call now. I'll send you the pictures I took.
Let me know when you arrive at the house.
Sally ended the call. She had to stop to send the photographs and the short video, but in less than a minute, she was running again.